program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, hey. What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
I can barely contain my excitement about this news.
Okay.
I can't even wait to tell you.
Do your best.
The CW president, Mark Pedowitz, is in talks with a Gossip Girl reboot. Now, the Gossip Girl was on the CW network, and
I've heard of the show. I never watched the show.
It was really, I didn't get into it until much later, but it ended in 2012. And it really, the premise was all about social media and how it was starting to get bigger. And there was this Gossip Girl who would, you know, people would write emails to her, and then she would, tell everybody secrets, basically. Okay?
So wait a minute. Hold on. There was a... She would tell everyone secrets. People would actually email her so that she would then go and tell people secrets.
Right. Okay.
And people would still email her?
They would, because it was always about everyone else.
It's flawed.
Well.
No one would you email anybody that would go out and tell your secrets?
Not your secrets, someone else's. So, like, you would email Gossip Girl, and you would tell her my secrets.
Okay.
Right. So that, so now.
So no one ever heard about, you know, glass houses and throwing stones.
Well,
and
one would think, but these are teenagers.
This whole premise is flawed.
Nope, these are teenagers, okay?
Oh.
So,
now Gossip Girl's all grown up.
Well, now Gossip Girl is A, it was a guy.
Oh.
Right, that was the twist at the very end of the whole series. Okay. But now we live in 2019 where that happens regularly.
Yeah.
So this is kind of, that's what they're struggling with, is if we do a reboot, how are we going to do that? That happens all the time. It's not a new concept anymore. Gossip Girl really started this huge movement of social media and posting about your life and everyone knowing everything about you. So
this show is taking credit for all of social media. So this is the Al Gore of shows now. This is
No, don't put words in my mouth.
You said Gossip Girl is responsible for...
Well, they're largely responsible.
Because I would put Mark Zuckerberg maybe in there as far as being responsible for that.
Yes, the concept is what I'm
maybe
saying.
Maybe the internet.
The concept. Moving along.
Darwin.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're really big into being vegans, taking care of their bodies. Beyonce's trainer written a book.
You do what you want to do, but don't put it all over on me.
Well, so they're offering a prize, access to all of their shows, all of their tickets to their shows, I think forever, to someone who really kind of goes all out for this, who changes their lifestyle. It's kind of like they're doing a contest about being a vegan. It's crazy. So if I choose to live this lifestyle and I commit to it and make a big deal about it on social media, I get tickets for the rest of my life to Jay-Z and Beyonce concerts.
All right. So basically you're going to alienate all your friends.
Everyone.
Look down upon them because they had a hamburger.
Yep, basically.
All right, then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No problem.
I don't know that those concerts are worth that. No, thank you. Shia LaBeouf wants to focus on teaching acting instead of actually acting. So what he's doing is he set up shop with a couple of his friends every Saturday morning in LA, and he's going to be teaching actors how to really get into the business, how to do what he does. Can I just say that this is a little weird to me? He's like, listen, I'm in it. Like, if you want to learn how to act, I'd be more than happy to teach you. But I feel like he's kind of lost it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
he's lost it a lot of it. Okay, this man sat in a theater for 24 hours and watched his own movies and live streamed himself watching his own movies for 24 hours.
You know what? I sat in a movie theater and for about 10 seconds and realized, gosh, I don't have any of my movies to watch. So he's got 24 hours up, well, 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds up on me.
On you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's quoted to say, you're going to
have a Broadway show under your belt. So. Yes, Janice, I know. We have to mention it 4 times an hour. Get out of his If your agent comes in this studio one more time.
She's not that bad.
There's a line.
Take a number, Janice. There's chairs outside in the
hallway.
No, I put a
chalk line on that is where you don't step over it.
Don't tell her what to do. She gets mad. God, I've seen her mad.
This is my studio.
I know, but I've seen her mad. It's
I
not
don't
pretty.
Care. I got a whole bucket
afraid.
Of don't care behind me.
I know, but I'm a little
afraid. I will fill it up twice. It will overflow.
I'm super afraid. She takes notes on everything and remembers it all.
Write it down, sweetheart. I'll get my own stenographer in here.
she's giving me the eye. I got to turn this way. Okay. All right. I'll finish.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the beat. That's the beat today.
Okay.